tomorrow's news today.
As you know, President Trump last night said that the war should be over very soon. He said the main mission has been concluded. Of course, the real mission was to topple the Ayatollahs. And the majority of folks at the Pentagon told him that it probably wasn't going to work. But he listened to Lindsey Graham. He listened to the Saudis. He listened to Netanyahu. It's all admitted now. They're all talking about it. And Graham told the Wall Street Journal and also some on TV bragging about it, like he's the president. He was talking to foreign countries like, you do this, I'll get you this, we will do this. Saudi Arabia, you need to attack too, and then I'll give you a defense treaty. He thinks he's the president. And in a way he is on foreign policy, it's disgusting. But side issue. Lindsey Graham's up there saying, I just kept going to Trump and playing the word game of, does it sound like something Teddy Roosevelt would do to tell the Iranians to rise up and then not help them? I don't know what you'll be remembered as, like Trump's 5 years old or something. Trump is so weird. He's really sophisticated in ways, but the cliches you hear about him being almost toddler-like at times, it's just weird. And he loves having his ass kissed. And Trump has kissed my ass. I mean, and I'm just like, sir, please stop. Can I talk about policy with you, please? Let me talk to your wife and tell her how great. You got a real man. He's a real man. He's like John Wayne, but the real thing. I mean, I'm trying to put Trump down. I'm like, what is this? Sir, there are globalist spies in the White House. And finally, after me telling him over and over again, they found out it was a big scandal, kicked him out, and they had 60-minute shows with Fiona Hill and McMaster. Alex Jones was mean, and he sent his people on us, and the Congress goes to Fiona Hill. Do you know what? Are you a globalist? She goes, I don't even know what that is. Alex Jones, and then meanwhile, she's the editor of theglobalist.com and on the board of the Open Society of Soros. And I didn't tell that story about Trump to, like, name drop. I'm telling you because I know. And if I wanted to sit there and just salivate all over him and he'd salivate all over me, and look, it's endearing, okay? He does love the country. He's very smart, sophisticated in many ways. And, you know, they catch him, you know, on candid camera talking crap about people. You know, he sounds like Yosemite Sam stomping around cussing. And he has great energy and he is a bull and, you know, he has amazing courage. But he has blind spots, folks. And look, I've got blind spots in areas of my life. Like, I would know how to run businesses like him and real estate and get the best deals. And I'm not that good at that stuff. But when it comes to politics and geopolitics and how the world works, I know what the hell I'm talking about. But a lot of people do. The problem is they're scared to tell him. Because if you tell Trump what's really going on, bad guys are all around you. And they'll come and tell you, hey, your wife could get this job like $10 million a year. We really need a consultant. Or, hey, bad stuff. I mean, it's not going to be me. Some really bad stuff's going to happen. So I really think you ought to take this money. We don't want to hurt you. And you know, I got plenty of that. It was up to $50 million a year they wanted to give me, just to me, to shut up and come work for them. And they literally wanted me to be Darth Vader. They wanted me to, I woke up, I was wrong, and then I was going to hunt the fake news and hunt down the patriots. I can't make this up. I'm like, not only, it'd be one thing, you know, here's $50 million disappear. I wouldn't do that anyways, but I would kind of halfway think because I'm sick of this. But no, and you're going to hunt down the Jedi. No, not going to happen. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. I am Alexander Emmerich Jones, coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, broadcasting worldwide. Always true. The end of the old order is coming. There's a lot of jockeying by some of the same power groups to be in control in the future. But you still got the central banks. You still got the big panopticon, AI, surveillance systems, all the big tech is. And They're still going to try to stay in control, but because they're exposed, it's going to get harder.
I'd like to have a conversation for now.
And harder and harder. I haven't plugged yet today because the news has been so incredibly hardcore. But the products really are amazing, and that's how we fund our operations, so I need your support. We have a flash weekend sale today through Monday, March 9th, 50% off methylene blue capsules. It's the very same high-quality methylene blue that's in the tincture. 50% off that when you buy ultramethylene blue tincture. Again, the pills are great for travel. It's the best methylene blue out there. You really owe it to yourself. Tommy Robbins was blown away by it yesterday here in studio. And we have the March Mega Sale, 40% off on NAD, Ultimate Burn, Life Force CMOS, methylene blue tincture, and more. Take advantage of that right now at TheAlexHomeStore.com.
The future may hold. InfoWars will always live forever. The fights will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
Thank you, Mr. President. On Iran, you called it an excursion. You said it would be over soon. Are you thinking this week it will be over?
No,
you're talking
but soon.
About days?
I think soon.
Okay, and with respect
very
to...
Very soon.
Thank you, Mr. President. On Iran, you called it an excursion. You said it would be over soon. Are you thinking this week it will be over?
No,
you're talking
but soon.
About days?
I think soon.
Okay, and with respect
very
to...
Very soon.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
I am your battle-hardened chronicler, Alex Jones. We have Jimmy Dore, the really intelligent and funny comedian and talk show host, who has really been saying mean things about me that are not accurate. But it's not like he spit in my face or anything. I mean, I can handle it. I got thick skin. Oh, he did spit in my face once, literally, back at the RNC in 2016. But since then, you know, I've been on his show, he's been on mine, and he said some nice things. He's been misrepresenting what I've said about Trump and where I stand. But there's a lot to talk about. I don't want to just fight with him about that. I want to get his take on what's going on in the world and a lot more coming up in the second hour today. And, of course, we'll also open the phones up. I've been doing a good job about going to more of your calls because at times like this, we need to hear from the listeners more than ever to bounce ideas around. I've been neglecting a lot of the other news during this insane Iran war that has such a potential to not just go sideways, but go off the rails as it's starting to do. The good news is that when Trump figures out that he's doing something wrong himself, he will course correct very quickly. If he can actually see the results of it, it's hard to get him to listen before he's made a mistake. But after, he'll pull back very quickly. And he is now, and it's come out, as I told you a few days ago, first, he is pissed off at Netanyahu, pissed off at the neocons, pissed off at the head of CENTCOM and others that basically gave him the advice that, oh, they'll fall in 4 days. We're like 95% sure, sir. And Lindsey Graham's been bragging to the Wall Street Journal and on Fox that he's the guy that Biden Trump's here every day and said, you told the Iranians you were coming to their aid. You're not going to lie, are you? Teddy Roosevelt wouldn't do that. So the good news is Trump came out, as I just played. Let's play that again, actually. Let's play clip 20 again, then we'll play 18 and 19 and the others. And said, no, we basically achieved our goals. So it's going to be winding down very, very soon. And he's made since then more statements saying, no, we're going to shut this down fast. And oil's going down in price, and the world's stabilizing. But here's the deal. Let's put the live show headline up. Here's the deal. Here's the problem. You know, this is such a big deal, I'm going to wait a few minutes to even release this information. Because if we just release bombshell, historic, critical, over the horizon, absolute, hole-in-one information, and you don't have some fanfare and some spotlights and some, like the old Fox movie intro, dun 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 dun, then this won't punch through into the consciousness here, okay? But we're not out of the woods yet, okay? What do you think the neocons in Israel are going to do when Trump starts to shut this down? When they already had the troops massing and the 82nd Airborne ready and the galaxy jets filling up with the troops and more aircraft carriers on their way, what do you think? Riddle me this, bad man. What do you think the bad guys are going to do with all this lined up and ready to go? And them trying to overthrow Iran for 40-some years. What do you think they're going to do? The FBI just issued a big report. Stay strapped. Trump admin sends alert to law enforcement warning Iran sent encrypted message to trigger their sleeper cells. Now, what did I say Saturday when this war started 10 days ago, 11 days ago, on March 1st? It's March 10th. By the way, in the Roman histories, the middle of March is seen as the most dangerous time of the year for war. It's when wars usually launch. It's when leaders get killed. It's named after the god of war, Mars, and it's why you march. So we're told the sleeper cells are coming. We'll get to that here in just a moment, actually. I'll play that first. Now, here's the problem with this. Iran has the biggest real Islamic sleeper cells, the largest amount of them in Europe, the United States, Canada, New Zealand, Australia. They really have sleeper cells. They really are trained. They really have military officers who are deeply embedded for decades running, you know, Middle Eastern food shop, running a repair shop, running a computer store, running a rug shop. And the guy, you know, is a captain in the Iranian guard. And then he's got his wife and his sons, and they're all trained, and they got a weapons cache, and they got explosives, and they've been watching targets they're going to hit for years. And if they get the order, it'll make what you saw in Mexico a few weeks ago look like a cakewalk. And I said on Saturday, I said, I expect to see sleeper cells activated the next few weeks. So I think Iran's going to wait and see how this goes. But if they think they're going down, they'll activate them. I expect lone wolves who are just pissed off about their Pope being killed to attack. And I said, I would expect attacks in the coming days in Texas. Why? You have greater concentrations in Michigan and New York of Shiites, like little concentrated areas of them. But Texas has the largest number of Shiites in the United States. They're all over the place. They were all over the place when I was young, and they're really all over the place now. The first Muslims I ever ran into were Shiites. Know them well, lifted weights with them, played football with them. I mean, know them. Been over their houses. And so, and when I see Muslims out and about, I can usually tell, but I'll ask them, oh, are you Shiite or Sunni? I am Shiite. So, and I looked the numbers up, you know, there's no official, but they estimate that, yes, this is one of the biggest Shiite populations. Well, I can tell you, it's the big one. So, people ask how I know this stuff. They go, how does he know? A Shiite did attack. How does he know that? Well, you got the largest Shiite concentration, and the Muslims, for whatever reason, they just keep hitting Texas. You know, they'll shoot up a high school baseball game, and it barely hits the news, and, you know, shoot the coach, because, you know, how dare you, you know, be out here? They'll shoot up a drawing Muhammad contest. So there's a lot of Islamic activity. So I just go, I think a lone wolf will activate without getting orders. I think, you know, we may have a lot of them. I think Texas will get hit first. So this isn't about me bragging. It's about understanding how my thought process works. A lot of other data went into that. So I said, we need Texas to issue an alert, be on the lookout for lone wolf terror attacks. But I said, if Iran thinks they're losing and it's about to go down, they will 100% activate the sleeper cells. I mean, of course, if you were a crazy Shiite mullah and you have this apocalyptic thing and you're about to go down, you think your regime's falling, you're going to go hit the doomsday buttons. I mean, every James Bond villain, when James Bond shot him, goes over to the reactor and pulls the lever to launch the nuclear missile. You didn't get me, James Bond. You didn't get me. But that's how psychology works. So they're like grabbing at the lever, trying to launch the missile. Well, their missiles can't hit us, but their real sleeper cells can. Now, here's the problem. Iran has sleeper cells. It's a real threat. We're a few weeks into this. Trump's saying, I'm going to obliterate you. I may destroy your whole country no matter what. Israel's talking about using nukes on them. That's when the mullahs would give this order. So when I look at this and ask, is this a false flag? See how this works? That's why this is going to be so hard to tell if it happens. A very good chance it is. Because it's going to piss America off and to be more pro-war. And it's going to piss Trump off if this happens. So if Israel and the neocons, if they think they're losing and that this war they've wanted forever is about to fail, and Trump's about to declare victory and pull back from this disaster, they can obviously have their own globalist operatives and cells ready to carry out massive terror attacks. And they'll conveniently leave, the Iranian passports and all the evidence all around. So this is the time of the false flag. And you got to have your head on the swivel. It could be Israeli operatives. It could be a cutout mercenary group. It could be Iranians. And we'll have to study how long, who they pin it on has been here. But here's the deal. If it's a real Iranian attack and the go code has been sent out to all of them to attack, they've already got protocols of how long they have to launch an attack. So you'll have a go code, and usually it's built in saying, you were ordered within 3 days of this message to launch attacks. And there'll probably be more codes coordinating when they specifically want it to start. Or they may just say fire at will. Probably, though, they're going to have a start date. Obviously, the go code came in yesterday, if you believe the intelligence. And I don't know, because we don't have enough information yet, because everything fits both scenarios. The globalists need this right now. This is exactly what the mullahs would do at this point, because I've been warning. So I'm going to tell you, I don't know yet. But regardless, it's bad. And so they got their orders yesterday to go. I'd imagine built into it's, a three-day buildup clause. Let me see. So they got the order Monday. We could have terror attacks as early as tomorrow, Thursday, Friday. There might be a 7-day build in there, but they hit the doomsday switch. That means go. And if it's real Iranians and they did give the order, I think the terror attacks start Wednesday, latest Thursday. But this may, and of course, you have all the famous spoofing by the CIA, Vault 7, the rest of it documents that, Edward Snowden, where they can even go to Iranian computers, send the orders over. They've hacked into all the Iranian stuff. They can have the real go code and send it to the sleeper cells that are real, but give them the order to attack. See, there's so many scenarios here. And that's the worst case. Because let me tell you, if you see hundreds of big attacks and you see just horrible stuff happening to high-rise buildings, we know the Iranians are trained to do, dump chlorine gas down on you, which you can get anywhere. I mean, there's a chemical depot over here for shops and businesses and everything with all the different gases you want. And as long as you're an engineer working at one of these facilities, you can just pull right in. Somebody just snip the fence, go in there. I could go in there. I would never do this. And I'm not giving the enemy anything they don't already know. I could pull in there with an 18-wheeler and get enough gas the two types of gas I'd need to mix together, because they don't have chlorine gas mixed up in the tanks. And then with 100 men, I could gas every high-rise in Austin in one day. Just to give you an idea. And we know the Iranians have trained to gas buildings. So I'm just telling everybody, this is serious business, okay? And they're going to, but I don't think they're going to gas buildings. That's only one of their plans. I think they're going to hit the transformers at the key grid points and knock the power out. Only got to hit a few for each city to do that. And they'll use 50 caliber rifles to do that. You don't even need that. You can do it with a semi-auto 300 Win Mag or anything like that. 338 Lapua. Put a magazine into one of those things. They're done. And they're going to knock the power out. They might just go right to attacking, the state capitol with rockets. I mean, there's a whole list of horrible things. Police stations, military bases. But if the Iranians, let me tell you, in its widespread, it's the Iranians. If we just see, 10 terror attacks, and then they really aren't giving us a bunch of information, and then, we got their passport, and here's their confession, and then it's some weirdo that has, mental illness or something, that's staged. That's a patsy. But if it's, you wake up one morning, and the power's out in 6-7 cities, and on the news, there's smoke rising in every major city, and people getting shot, and, cops being mowed down, and you hear pro-war governor's been killed at their governor's mansion, truck bomb, then the Iranians hit. But if you just see limited stuff or kind of something big and spectacular, that's what the neocons did in 9/11, jets flying into buildings again or whatever, ridiculous, impossible stuff for regular folks to do, then it's a deep state operation. So I think that's important to discuss. It took me about 10 minutes to break it down. But I told you that you would then, hear the sleepers tell stuff before this even started. And I specifically laid it all out. So I've given you my thinking on it, a small section of it. It'll take hours to go over all my thinking. Iran threats on U.S. soil, sleeper cells, lone wolves, cyber attacks, and eerie number code. Yeah, the zone is getting flooded right now with that. Right on time. So I don't know. Now, Trump pulling back, at least signaling they may have sent a code countermanding. Because, they can send a code. That's generally how it is. They have different ones. Like, go to DEFCON 2 or whatever. Be ready to hit within the next 48 hours or whatever. And then they can get a recall code. It's all the same. All the militaries, everything's the same. And it's not enough data points, but Trump suddenly going from 2 days ago, we're going to crush him, we're never going to stop, it's never going to end, annihilate, 20 years, whatever it takes, total obliteration, to, we've done our objectives, we want to stop this now, and everything's going to be okay. There's a good chance Iran has given the go for real attacks. So, I tell you what, man, Lindsey Graham, I love the fact that he gets up on TV and talks about blowing people up and killing them and gets all excited. And you can tell this guy can't find his ass with both hands, could not find his way out of a wet paper bag. And he just loves to talk about death and destruction and loves to talk about manipulating our country into total war. And the same thing with Netanyahu Netanyahu's all of it. I'm just so sick of it. You're like, what, do you like the mullahs? No. I want them contained. And I want them in their own system. And if their people can free themselves, fine. But I don't have anything to do with their caveman religion. Get it out of my world. Don't go blow them up and then open the door up and bring them in here. Get them out. Respect that and leave us the hell alone. All right. Actually, let's go to the sleeper cell clip first from Fox News, and then I'll go back to what Trump had to say in the other clips. Here it is.
Meantime, an alarming report of threats outside Iran. ABC News reports Iran may be activating sleeper cells. Quote, the U.S. has intercepted encrypted communications believed to have originated in Iran that may serve as an operational trigger for sleeper assets outside the country. If true, further illustrating Secretary of State Marco Rubio's point, we are fighting a terrorist government.
The United States is currently engaged in an operation targeting one of the world's leading hostage taker, the world's leading sponsor of terrorism. They are trying to hold the world hostage. They are attacking their neighbors. They are attacking neighboring countries, their energy infrastructure, their civilian population. They're attacking embassies. This is a terrorist government. This is a terroristic regime. And we are seeing them conduct terrorism using nation-state elements, using weapons like missiles and one-way attack drones. And the objective of this mission is to destroy their ability to continue to do that.
And you guys got your mic open in there? Go ahead and shut that down for me. You guys have muted my mic, so I don't know what's going on. All right, go to some clips, and we'll fix it in a minute. Or, yeah, fix it. Thanks a lot. Appreciate that. Let's try to keep the control room a little more neutral, a little quieter. You guys are great. Sometimes I'm walking by, it sounds like a football game's on in there. Thank you. Now, let's go ahead and go to clip 20, 18, and 19, please. Here you go.
Thank you, Mr. President. On Iran, you called it an excursion. You said it would be over soon. Are you thinking this week it will be over?
No,
you're talking
but soon.
About days?
I think soon.
Okay, and with respect
very
to...
Very soon.
Anywhere in the world, by far. And that's before we showed off our military strength with Venezuela, and now with Iran. You know, Iran was supposed to be this big, powerful country. We wrapped the hell out of them. And, you know, I don't know when they cry uncle, but they should have cried it 2 days ago, right? But they don't have anything left. In our country, inflation is plummeting. So with your help and hard work, we're making America great again, and we're doing it much faster than we thought. And it's better, stronger, and our country is doing really well. I mean, at a level that nobody thought. We took a little excursion because we felt we had to do that to get rid of some evil. And I think you'll see it's going to be a short-term excursion. How good is our military, right? Amazing. How good? Short-term. Short-term. Thank you. They're great.
Short-term pain, long-term gain. That's the new, like, 14 days of flatten the curve. That's the new talking point. Here it is.
This is a short-term disruption for the long-term gain.
Short-term pain for the long-term gain.
Short-term pain be for long-term gain.
We're going to have some short-term pain with long-term gain.
Short-term pay for a long-term gain.
Some short-term pain, yes, but we've got some long-term gain. Short-term spike for a long-term gain.
Some short-term pain for American consumers.
We may have to deal with that in the short term.
Short-term and temporary.
Temporary short-term pain.
It's going to suck in the short term.
Some short-term pain.
Short-term pain.
Well, stay with us. I'm making this announcement on Tuesday, March 3rd, 2026. You have until the 17th of March to take advantage of the March Mega Sale at thealexjonesstore.com. It's one of the biggest sales of the year yet. Up to 40% off store-wide. 25% off on the shirts, on the hats. 10% off on things like the collectible knives. And up to 40% off on supplements like Ultramethylene Blue. And the more you buy, the more you save. These are incredible products. You've seen the rave reviews. You've seen the five-star reviews. These are the very best game-changing supplements available, period. Again, I only sell things that really work because I want you to get them and I want you to love them. We now have an over 90% reorder on the supplements on the site. No one in that industry has it because the products are so good, and obviously you're loyal as well. And I thank you so much for keeping us on the air. We're changing the world. We're battling the globalists. We are having the greatest effect together. That's all of us against the new world order we've ever had. And it's all because of your support of my broadcast and other broadcasts like it. But regardless, the enemy recognizes that InfoWars is the tip of the spear. and the bad guys are continuing, just read the newspapers, try to shut us down as early as late March. We're battling them in court, but it looks like this could be the end. That's okay, because the info war belongs to the people. The info war is about telling the truth and countering the lies of the globalist. And the AlexJonesStore.com is not owned by me. It's owned by Big Money. The backup Alex Jones Network that's ready is not owned by me. It's owned by them, and I'm going to work for them. And so as long as you support the sponsor, no matter what happens to InfoWars, at TheAlexJonesStore.com, you keep us on the air. So right now, your purchase at TheAlexJonesStore.com keeps InfoWars going, pays the payroll, the bandwidth, the satellites, all of it. But as soon as InfoWars shuts down, it's more critical than ever that you support TheAlexJonesStore.com because it will move forward into the future as our main sponsor. But regardless, this is a win-win. Has InfoWars not delivered? In Gladiator, he chops up the first four guys when they throw him in the ring, or you know, in the arena, and he says, "Are you not entertained?
Are you not entertained?"
Well, I would say to you, are you not satisfied? Have we not delivered in the fight against the globalists? You bet on the right horse, and I'm asking you to continue to bet on us as the info war continues on, regardless, as we refuse to submit to the tyrants. But the reason this is such a win-win or a non-zero-sum game or a 360 win, the term I coined over a decade ago, is because everybody participating supports freedom, supports the fight against tyrants, the fight for Team Humanity against the globalist, and you get incredible products at the same time. So if you haven't tried ultramethylene blue or our bovine colostrum or our CMOS or our Shilajit, these are all incredible products available right now at thealexjonesstore.com. And if you're going to buy anything on the site, you should become a VIP for $30 a month, cancel any time for free, and instantly $40 is put in your account. The second you click in a VIP, when it reoccurs each month, instantly $40 goes in. So you make $10 to spend on top of the $30 you spend. Special deals, special offers. And with one click in your profile, you cancel anytime for free. So it's a very light commitment, and you get special deals on top of everything else. So anybody buying anything on thealexjonesstore.com should be a VIP, so make sure you do that. So take advantage of the March Mega Sale right now, running until the 17th at thealexjonesstore.com, and be the reason we'll always stay on the air. Again, I salute you and thank you. Take action now.
Methylene blue, it is tremendous. I would not be making this video if I didn't believe in it. After I take it throughout the day, I start feeling better and better and better. My workouts, I feel like I'm 15 years younger than I am, and the app that I record my running on proves that my workouts are getting better. So I gotta tell you what, God, family, country, InfoWars, and Methylene Blue. Get it while you can.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
It was 1 year ago, wow, seems like yesterday, and also a thousand centuries, that InfoWars reporter, all reporters are amazing, but he was, everybody agreed, the best writer, just an amazing guy. And he got murdered by illegal aliens and or the children of illegal aliens and a racist black guy. Well, they called him a man, and they were all 17. Capital murder charge. We need to follow where that's going. And it just made me think about everything, because they just walked in and handed me a piece of paper with an X account, the Liberty Broadcast, talking about 1 year ago today, the world was dimmed by the loss of one of its brightest lights, the most essential critics of the evil forces that claimed his life. Another needless casualty in the crime-enabling cesspool fostered by the Travis County far-left incompetent district attorney Jose Garza. Incompetent? I mean, they do it on purpose. What are you talking about? Prayers to the family of Jamie White as they continue to endure hearing after hearing for the four kids who ended his life so tragically. Two were juveniles, two were ruled adults. Yeah, I need to write my own write-up about that. Jose Garza, 100%. It's all done by design. So we're going to I'm going to play that report from his memorial service at the end of the fourth hour and talk about the one-year anniversary properly here. I don't want to just glaze over it. All right. Here's what I want to do. I've got the neocons running around foaming at the mouth trying to get Trump back on track to go to full war. Trump has basically said, we're going to end this quickly, said that. I noticed that I saw his comments and no one was running that headline that this means the end. This means he's about to shut down. So I shot a video yesterday afternoon and posted it. And I saw the neocon kind of white pillar types, you know, just do whatever Trump says. When Trump's doing something wrong, don't tell him it's wrong because we got to make sure Lindsey Graham is the only person Trump's hearing from. That's really why these influencers are being paid, we now know, to attack the real OG people that put Trump in. Because they want to take Trump away from us. They want to completely derail him. They're like, you're a liar. We're going to annihilate Iran. It's not over. We're going to keep going no matter what, you traitor, you Qatari. I mean, the comments were just like savage. And then an hour later, the headlines in the White House was like, yeah, no, we want to end this right now. No. And then Trump said more. He said, no, it's going to be winding down very quickly. Ah, he's on the Qatari payroll, too. So he's attacking Trump now, that traitor. Amazing. But just finishing up the sleeper cell information. South by Southwest, right here in Austin, Texas, that starts next week, is a prime target because you've got politicians, you've got billionaires, you've got tech leaders, you've got movie stars all coming in, and it's very easy to basically get to them because it's so spread out in so many different places. Austin police to boost security presence ahead of South by Southwest in downtown Austin. South by Southwest 2026 opens in Austin after deadly West 6 shooting. Yeah, by a Shiite Muslim wearing the Iranian flag and a shirt that said property of Allah. Now, I'm not saying look for more terror attacks in Austin, though I did predict it 6-7 hours before it happened. 10 days ago, that was a lone wolf. I don't know if the Iranians will want to hit these softer targets just to kill, you know, some politicians. From what I know about them, they're going to go for the power grid or for big value targets or huge death numbers. So let me tell you, you dump chlorine gas down the ventilation, air conditioners in a high rise building, I mean, you're going to kill most people in the building. I mean, you get a few whiffs of that, you're dead. So, and that's, they have planned and trained. That's declassified. I knew about Iranian National Guard sleeper cells training to nerve gases, chlorine gases 20 years ago. That's just one little nasty. I'm just wondering if I know. They'll attack airports, you name it. They'll definitely try to truck bomb the White House, Pentagon. So, and again, the Israelis, who are famous for staging false flags, criminal elements in our own government, multinational contractor groups hired by consortiums, could just as easily stage the attacks as a pretext to get Trump to get back in the war and not start putting the brakes on it. Right now, I have the information in front of me. And there's so many data points, I can't tell you what I think is going to happen. Because the Iranian sleeper cells are real. This is the time they would launch them. And Trump's saying he's going to pull back now because of the economy and because he knows that his majority of his advisors were actually right. And this sleeper cell thing, if it is real, Trump's like, oh, really? Yeah, did you think about that? So I don't know. I can tell you this. There is a very good chance that you're not just going to see a few lone wolves pissed off their pope got popped like we saw in Austin. And like I said, if it's massive and there's hundreds of attacks or thousands, you'd see Iranians. because the CIA and Mossad, they're not going to be able to pull that off because too many of their people would be seen doing it. You'll have a few big events like 9/11 if they do that. You'll shoot a missile in the Pentagon again and say it's a passenger plane. They could fly a plane into the Capitol like they tried, but the Air Force refused to follow orders and shot down 93. Came out in the FAA records, two AIM-9s out of an F-16. They gave the guy an award for it. But they give you a story about let's roll because you like it, so you believe they're BS. You know, it's a fact they shot down 93. Well, can you imagine the police state we'd have had if they'd hit the Capitol that day? Nobody told them to evacuate either. Most of the Congress was there. Note to Congress, if high-rises are getting blown up, you see jumbo jets or whatever flying into buildings, get out of the building. I'm not laughing. It's funny. I mean, laughing is sick. And let me tell you, I see a bunch of sleeper cell activity. I'm getting out of my house immediately. In fact, I might just get out. I already, a few months ago, got out for a while. I just saw so many signs. Yeah, it's time for me to get out of the house. In fact, I'm not going back for about a month or two. Yeah, it's time to get out of the house because I am a target. Not of the Iranians, but if they do a false flag to blame the Iranians, then they're going to have targets. They want to get caught up in that, and I know them on the list. General Flynn got the communique, got an official warning from Army Special Operations off the NSA pickups. The bounty on Trump had gone to stratospheric levels, and his family now has the amount that he used to have. And then we're in the next tier below that. The bounty's on Flynn and myself. I'm not going to say how much. And then people are like, well, why are you still alive? They don't go for the bounty until they get the go code. And Hezbollah works with the drug cartels as well on record. That's what the Democrats work with them and call them all God's children. But to quote Dr. Strangelove, ain't no one ever got the go code yet. So they get the go code. They go, could this be a test? And he goes, ain't nobody ever got the go code yet. This is nuclear warfare, toe-to-toe with the Ruskies. Slim pickings. The CIA came to Stanley Kubrick and asked, how did you have all those systems right? How did you know about all this? And, of course, it's like they think all this stuff's secret. It's not. But when he guessed the plan right, plan R, well, that was because Stanley Kubrick was psychic. And I've been told that by people very close to him, but they, as of lately, don't ever want to talk about it. But I was told that 15 years ago. And the funny thing was, I was told about that by other folks before I ever met Vivian. But I digress. You can't make it up. So we're being told by the White House that the go code to launch sleeper cell attacks has gone out. And if that's true, then we're going to see some real fireworks. And, of course, I don't think Trump's going to false flag. They can send out a code. The globalists can steal the code. It can even be a real code. They could trick the Iranians into attacking us, or just it's a fake code, and then they launch attacks. The deep state does. I want to be clear. It's not Trump's style to do stuff like that. I don't think Trump is going to blow us up and blame the Iranians, but he will, 100% of it happens, not believe the government did it. Remember, he's like, I was naive. I had no idea how corrupt things were, which is true. I knew you could pay politicians off and it's legal, but I didn't know they wanted to wreck the country. I thought they'd see me making them more money, and I made the elites more money. And they're like, dude, they don't want the money. They want to take ours to have control over us. It's like this one-year anniversary write-up somebody wrote, nice people, about Jamie White. They're like, the incompetent DA, the Marxist-Leninist DA, and hundreds of other DAs, put in by Soros, that wrecked the economy and let criminals out and let murderers out and let them kill whoever they want. It's on purpose. You don't think they don't know the carbon tax would kill 2 billion people and destroy civilization? They admit that's the plan. It's on purpose. It's on purpose. It's on purpose. Premeditated. And we're never going to fix things if Trump and everybody else and listeners of the show don't get it through your head. The DAs know they release violent criminals on purpose because they want carnage and destruction. If you're white, they throw the book at you. If you're white and defend yourself from an armed robber, you go to prison. Everyone else, it's a free-for-all to kill anyone you want, especially if they're white. Got it? Okay, moving on. People obviously don't get it. They just declassified the CIA documents where they put poison in the vaccines, the food and water to dumb you down and make you easily controllable. Exactly as I told you. Because it's already been in so many other downstream documents. It's in the official White House briefing to Barack Obama by John P. Holdren. Here, I got it right here. See this? This was produced by the Rockefeller Foundation back in the 70s, adopted as law. Fluoride in the water, shots to dumb you down, give you cancer, kill you. It's eco-science, population, resources, environment. This is U.S. government policy. Henry Kissinger made this policy, 74, year I was born. Paul R. Ehrlich, Annie R. Ehrlich, and John P. Holdren. Decades later, he's the White House science czar. You might want to actually find out this stuff. You might want to actually know they want to kill you and your family. Oh, we got some big CIA news. I'm going to hit her in a moment. New documents, they're going to blow you away. We'll get more to Artichoke as well. But we're going to get into all this today. So much more. Here's John Bowne's latest report. The morphing of the New World Order. This is really important. Pay attention. I'm going to come back with information that is earth-shattering. These new CIA documents. Here's John Bowne's report.
There's a real question about whether there's a massive shift happening now in terms of world alliances long term.
Well, it's definitely, I think, a new world order.
Battle lines for a new world order based on power.
The new world order.
Because you really need to bring China into the creation of a new world order.
I think the president has sought to. There's a new world order in trade. There's a new world order in globalization and the way that we invest in our economy versus, you know, foreign supply chains. There's a new world order, and the president is willing to shake up some old alliance structures. I mean, NATO, I think, is much different because of the president's leadership than it was 10 years ago. It was sort of coasting. It was effectively a protectorate of the United States of America. Obviously, you saw what happened in Venezuela. So, yeah, the president is putting a stamp on world history.
This clip went super viral, and I had people tagging me to it saying, what do you say to this? You know, you like J.D. Vance. Here he is saying he's for the New World Order. You have to go off what the policies are to decide if they're New World Order. And the Rockefellers and the globalists for 80 years have been calling this corporate British Empire, U.S. Empire, neoliberal system the New World Order. That means the carbon taxes. That means the UN being in charge, the World Economic Forum calling the shots, BlackRock being in total control, the whole Bill Gates, Rothschild, Rockefeller, international neoliberal order that they had established, that they admit is totally in trouble. Everybody's turning against him, regardless of Trump.
I see the need for a great reset. So people assume we are just going back to the good old world which we had, and everything will be normal again. This is, let's say, fiction. It will not happen.
We are grateful to the Washington Post, the New York Times, Time Magazine, and other publications whose directors have attended our meetings and restricted their promises of discretion for almost 40 years. It would have been impossible for us to develop our plan for the world if we had been subject to the bright lights of publicity. But the world is now more sophisticated and prepared to march toward a world government.
Let's start with a term that we're hearing quite a bit about in the last couple of years, the New World Order. We like to say in this country that we have the ability as Americans to elect. But the problem is we do not have the ability to select. We can only elect. Which means that we can only vote for those candidates which are put before us by our masters, our hidden masters behind the scenes.
A new world order can emerge, a new era.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order.
That system is in free fall collapse. So when you hear the old international order is dead from them, their new world order is dead, you see Putin saying, we now have to work with other nations to build a new world order. They're talking about the new international order.
Before our eyes, a completely novel world order is taking shape, and it's unlike everything that we know from the past. For example, Westphalian system or Yalta system. New powers are emerging. The nations understand more clearly their interests, their self-worth, uniqueness, and identity.
But the public, when the globalists would talk about their plan, they were saying, we control the world. We're establishing a planetary government, our new world order. So you call a new order, whoever it's run by, you can say America fighting off the British, creating the American system was a new world order. And the British wrote, if this continues, our empire will fall. And it did. It took 100 and some years. That's the point, is a new boss, a new system. And there's a lot of the old same globalist players in there trying to salvage this and repackage the old New World Order as the new World Order. And there's a big battle inside the Trump administration on how we form this new system, because a new system is being formed. And I don't just expose the globalist system and other systems, the communist systems. I promote good ones and try to get the public to promote good systems. Team America, Team Humanity. A system pro-God, pro-family. Pro-natalist, pro-expansion. That's what I always explain. We can't just oppose the globalist order. We have to promote other systems and popularize those so that we can fill the vacuum with our new world order that isn't a centralized global government, but is nation states working together towards common aims and promoting freedom and justice and soft power. On you. Incredible. And we've talked a lot about this for decades. And there are so many prestigious medical studies going back over 100 years where Western medicine thought they discovered this. But it's actually in the ancient Vedic scriptures of the Indians, 3,000 years old. It's in Egyptian hieroglyphs. You see the symbol of the pine cone everywhere, or the pineal gland. And we now know, and you see the ancient symbol going back to Mesopotamia, all of it, of medicine is two snakes around a stick, the DNA. And they knew, really by 1900, that sodium fluoride, or even calcium fluoride, that you need a tiny bit of, you know, to be healthy, but tiny bit, is highly toxic to the pineal gland. That is the tuner. And remember, they've had Princeton and others come out proving ESP, measuring it now with devices person to person, and we all have it. And it's tied again to magnetic cones in the brain. And it's magnetic cones in butterflies and in geese and in everything that let them be born one place and fly thousands of miles to where they're supposed to, and then fly right back to that same place they were born. Or in the case of monarch butterflies, they fly three groups all the way up to Canada from Mexico, smaller ones, then a big jumbo butterfly is born, who's three times bigger, who flies all the way back to the same tree that its great-great-granddaddy was born in, and does the cycle again. And it's all off these magnetic cones and their own little pineal gland that directs those. They have now declassified a 1960 CIA document with massive studies they did in mind control that not only is the pineal gland directing all of this as like the tuner, your free will directs it, but the pineal gland is the mechanism. Every cell in your body is an electrochemical liquid crystal that is receiving every form of energy in the universe, including interdimensional energy, which is reflected by the dark matter. And it gets worse. That the CIA knew that there were hundreds of classes from microscopic amoeba-like worms up to large worms, like the one Kennedy had that ate part of his brain. People make jokes about it. To the cat-borne worms that up to a third of America has, over half of India has, that's associated with criminal activity, insanity, everything you see. It's the crazy cat lady. So they knew all this and suppressed that most brain cancer, most breast cancer, you name it, is parasites. And you're going to say, wait, the last few years we've seen all these doctors and scientists and people that were dying of cancer get on dewormer, not ivermectin, but another one, and they're cured. But they don't want you to know that because they've made trillions of dollars off of it, and it's about control. So the fluoride blocks, at a great extent, your receiving and transmitting at the cellular level. It calcifies the pineal gland. And then the food supply and so much of it has all these different classes of worms that get all in your organs. And then when they see all these worms in you, well, they don't treat worms. They don't look at worms because the Rockefeller Foundation took over medicine really about 100 years ago and got rid of all that. That's why in the old days, they didn't know the name of it. They just called it, you know, the tumors. Andrew Jackson got cancer all the time. When he got older, they'd say, President Jackson, drink 3 ounces of mercury. And it's deadly poison. But his cancer would go away. He'd get really sick for a week and vomit and throw up and go insane. They'd have to tie him down. But cancer would go bye-bye because it killed the worms. Well, you could take stuff that isn't that to get rid of it. Now, not all cancer is caused by the worms. But I'm going to come back and get into this. And you know what? Fourth hour, I'm going to hold deal on it. It's just insane. And the fact that they know all, I mean, they knew all of this. The whole attack is to suppress you, folks. You are magic. You literally are a giant antenna. You are a liquid crystal. What do you think water is? We'll be right back.
Has InfoWars not delivered? In Gladiator, he chops up the first four guys when they throw him in the ring, or you know, in the arena, and he says, "Are you not entertained?
Are you not entertained?"
Well, I would say to you, are you not satisfied? Have we not delivered in the fight against the globalists? You bet on the right horse, and I'm asking you to continue to bet on us as the InfoWar continues on, regardless, as we refuse to submit to the tyrants. But the reason this is such a win-win or a non-zero-sum game or a 360 win, the term I coined over a decade ago, is because everybody participating supports freedom, supports the fight against tyrants, the fight for Team Humanity, against the globalist, and you get incredible products at the same time. So if you haven't tried Ultramethylene Blue or our Bovine Colostrum or our CMOS or our Shilajit, these are all incredible products available right now at thealexjonesstore.com. And if you're going to buy anything on the site, you can become a VIP for $30 a month, cancel any time for free, and instantly $40 is put in your account. The second you click in a VIP, when it reoccurs each month, instantly $40 goes in. So you make $10 to spend on top of the $30 you spend. Special deals, special offers, and with one click of your profile, you cancel anytime for free. So it's a very light commitment, and you get special deals on top of everything else. So anybody buying anything on thealexjonesstore.com should be a VIP, so make sure you do that. You have until the 17th of March to take advantage of the March mega sale at thealexjonesstore.com. This is one of the biggest sales of the year yet, up to 40% off store-wide, 25% off on the shirts, on the hats, 10% off on things like the collectible knives, and up to 40% off on supplements like Ultramethylene Blue. And the more you buy, the more you save. So take advantage of the March Mega Sale right now, running until the 17th at thealexjonesstore.com, and be the reason we'll always stay on the air. I'm going to salute you and thank you. Take action now.